For some more now on this morning's announcements from Los Angeles, our resident film critic Bob Mondello is here. Hello, Bob.
It's good to be here.
Now, there are a lot of familiar names in many of these categories, but also some names that might not be completely familiar to our audience. For instance, who is Rinko Kikuchi?
Well, exactly. She's a young actress from Japan. She is a terrific actress, but she's made 13 films in Japan, most of which have not been released in this country. So nobody had really heard of her until she appeared in Babel. And she's splendid in the picture. She plays a deaf girl, and she's really, really a knockout. But yeah, you're right. Most people outside of Japan had never heard of her until this time.
And also in that Best Supporting Actress category, another actress from the same film.
Yes, Adriana Barraza from Mexico. And that's an example of, you know, all the different names that you hear this year. There are a lot of foreign-sounding names. I guess that starts with Scorsese, doesn't it?
Yes, yes.
Who isn't particularly. And interestingly, in the category which is usually filled with foreign names, the foreign film category, foreign language film category, there's a very familiar American name. Clint Eastwood is the director of one of those pictures. So it's a sort of a more eclectic grouping of films than we've had in most years.
Overall, there's a good deal of diversity. You see that in the big categories, the best actor, best supporting actor, also in the director's category and screenwriting category.
Well, that's true. If you take the acting categories, there are 20 slots. There are 5 black actors, 2 Hispanic actors, and an Asian actor in that group alone, so that almost half of the performers are non-white, which is a real shock. Ordinarily, in those categories, you get one person. It's a very diverse group, but much more so than usual.
Any big surprises for you?
Well, there was one, again, in the foreign film category. I was really expecting Volver, the Pedro Almodovar picture, which is just wonderful. I mean, I would say it's the best foreign film this year, and it didn't get nominated at all. Penelope Cruz got nominated, but it didn't. So that's a very strange thing, in my opinion.
Now, we mentioned Martin Scorsese, nominated yet again for Best Director. He's made so many memorable films, but he hasn't bounded on stage yet to pick up a golden statue.
It's true. As a matter of fact, I think he's tied now with Alfred Hitchcock and Robert Altman and a couple of other directors for the most nominations without winning. And if he loses again, he will be indisputably the person who has been nominated for the most directing nominations without winning.
Which no one wants that distinction.
It's a terrible thing. No, exactly. Well, you know, it's also true of Peter O'Toole. Right now he's tied with Richard Burton. I think they both have 7 nominations without winning. If he loses this one, he will have 8 nominations without winning, which would be a sad thing because Peter O'Toole is really great. On the other hand, that's an amazing category.
Bob, we heard so much about Dreamgirls going into the nominations, and yet Dreamgirls is not included in the category for Best Film or Best Director. Bill Condon was left out there also.
Yeah, that's interesting.
What happened?
Well, I think that we weren't the only ones who had heard an awful lot about Dreamgirls and who had maybe gotten a little tired of hearing about it. I think if you're in Hollywood, maybe it's possible to have overkill on a picture like this. I think it's clear that the Academy thought that Dreamgirls was a lovely film. It got nominated for 8 Academy Awards, after all. But other pictures have had that happen and not been nominated for Best Film, too. Close Encounters did it, and so did They Shoot Horses, Don't They?, which got 9 nominations and still didn't get nominated for Best Picture. In this case, 3 of the nominations for Dreamgirls went for Best Song, and I think there's a real good possibility that they'll knock each other out, in which case one of the other songs, either the one from Cars, which is a bouncy little thing by Randy Newman, or conceivably the song from An Inconvenient Truth, a documentary that is not about music, might conceivably win. It's by Melissa Etheridge. It's possible.
Well, with those 3 nominations from Dreamgirls, I guess we're going to see a lot of big, flashy numbers.
I should think they
Oscars.
Would be extremely flashy. And
thank
that'll
you,
be
Bob.
Great fun. Thank you.
NPR's Bob Mondello. You can find a full list of this year's Oscar nominees at our website. There's also information on our Oscar acceptance speech contest. If you think you know what Helen Mirren or Forrest Whitaker should say if they win an Oscar, let us know at npr.org.